What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rants were vindicated.
It's my podcast. I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
Once ready. I feel like Neanderthal. Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
They ain't ready.
Are you ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be. Yeah, it's I'm in a good mood though. It's
we're back.
What is TWS podcast? We all the way up to episode
29. People, we bet you can't get rid of us. We bet we gonna keep going.
I know they thought I'd be done by now.
So it's a lot of numbers out there. We're gonna make an episode for every single one of them.
Here we go. So yeah, we was just discussing this, but as you know, Bars has been
temporarily suspended.
Previously, it has been due to Royce da 5'9"'s continuous abuse of beats and the industry and lyricism. He just something wrong with that dude. But actually, now it's for a better reason. We're writing, we got bars, but we are saving those bars for a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
We working on a mixtape. And I'm gonna go ahead and put the people out there that I've already spoken to, that will donate beats and I can contribute to this mixtape. So 1-3, if you're listening, need to get your plane tickets and things ready. You know, we're gonna get the music done, send us some beats, we're gonna get the music done. You can come down here, we can knock it out on the weekend, get everything recorded, and then get the people what they want.
Yes, sir.
Get the people some. That's how I feel right now. So yeah, episode 29, second episode of this new format. We're making it a little, we're getting lighter and more efficient. You know, not so much drawn out episodes, but real to the point. Bah bah bah, in and out, pause. and you know, so you can get back to your day.
Yeah.
So man, Rich, you good at running this thing, keeping us focused. I'm not. I have no focus.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. So we got the mixtape coming up. So I'm happy about that. I guess we see. I might do a little bit of spoken word up there. Cause you never know. Get my snaps up. You never know. But I don't know. I don't got much evil this episode, but we're gonna try our best. I am curious to see what the thinking of what it's about now. Okay. Grandma gets all the shout outs.
Yeah. So. Got to get the evil. So last episode, you know, shouted out Grandma because it was her birthday. I gave Grandma a little bit of hate because that's how I do. You know, if I love you, I got to hate you. You know, if I love you, I got to be able to throw you a jab and you got to be able to take it.
Take that.
Pause. But this episode, it ain't no love involved in this one here. No love lost in this one. So my daycare... And I love daycare. I love the daycare. Two at a time. I'm sure they're like a chain. It might be a two at a time near you. Check them out. I love the daycare. They got a cool little app. You know, we get photos and stuff during the day. The ladies over there love her. She won't let my wife do her hair for nothing. But every day she comes home with her hair done a different way because the ladies at daycare are hooking it up. But I'm a little perturbed. I'm getting a little upset. I'm in my feelings. So, my daughter is learning. She's doing it. You know, you're getting to the point now where, like, a lot of her firsts are happening at daycare because they're, you know, they're mm-hmm. doing things with her that we don't get the chance to do. So she's drawing and stuff now. Like, she's they got her in there coloring and drawing. And they constantly, like, everything goes to Grandma. So she did her little first drawing. We got the picture of her doing the drawing. But the caption was, she drawing for Grandma. Mm-hmm. So we get there and we see the picture. And it's dope. Like, it really looked like something I want to, like, frame and put up in the house. But nah, it's already been claimed. It's Grandma's picture because the daycare said...
Did they pick Grandma? Got a secret understanding with the daycare?
And that's the thing. Because on the app, like, I can talk to them. Like, if you got the app, you can talk to the daycare, and we put the grandparents on the app so that they, because all our grandparents are back east, you know, here at least you get every day you can see what's going on with your granddaughter, you can see what's happening with her. So that's that we wanted to do it so they still felt a part of her life. But if you have the app, you can talk to them. But Like, if grandma talks to the daycare, I can't see what she says. I just see when the daycare responds.
Got it.
So it'd be stuff that was going on during the day, and I'd be hitting Tammy. Did you say something to them? Who are they talking to right now? Are they talking to grandma? I'm killing these motherfuckers. Because grandma getting all the pictures. Then my daughter come home today, or this. I say I'm dating the episode. My daughter came home.
The last episode.
And had a picture laminated and everything. A picture with her with handprints on it. And it looked like maybe she had done some drawing, and it said "Happy birthday, Grandma." You think daddy got a motherfucking laminated picture with handprints on his birthday? No, I did not. Daddy don't never get nothing. They be in there. She's singing E-I-E-I-O for Grandma. Who taught her Old McDonald? Daddy taught her Old McDonald. Can daddy get a shout out?
Paying the bills, get some love.
All right, who is paying? Hey, thank you, Rich. Who is paying the goddamn bill? I don't ever get no, at least eating the food y'all paid for. Thanks, Daddy. I don't ever get none of them things. But Grandma got all the pictures. Now she getting birthday gifts. I'm mad. Am I wrong? I'm Daddy. I want some love, too.
Grandma getting all the love.
And Daddies don't get no love. They get no love.
No, you don't exist. Sign a check over. That's it.
You know, as I get older and that I am a father, shout out to all fathers that, you know, are there and take care of their families, you know, meaning when I say take care of your family, meaning not just take care of the kids, but take care of the mother or if you got to play the mother role, you being the mother, whatever, yes, you know, if you're
across the board,
if you in there taking care of your family, you know, shout out, because it is a thankless job, because most people, when they think about dads, they think you don't do nothing. You not the one feeding the child, or you not the one changing diapers, or you not the one putting them to bed at night. Like, people think dads don't do nothing. If you look at Mother's Day versus Father's Day, Mother's Day is the most bootleg-ass holiday in history of mankind. Dads get shit that mamas would lose their minds for. You get a tool.
Why is it okay?
You get a gift.
A screwdriver and a necktie.
Exactly. You get a gift that allows you to do more work.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave my wife a spatula for Mother's Day,
never hit it.
You understand what I'm saying?
That is true. I can, you know, every Mother's Day, you know, you get a day off.
Yeah. We go to brunch day, or something.
Brunches, you get to go out on ladies' nights.
Father's Day, you're going to get a hug and a tie you didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all right, Dad, you know,
no days
back
off.
To
That's
Dad.
It,
yeah. You better, what you going to do? Where's my cereal, Dad?
That is true.
So yeah, that, you know, I love being dad, but it's the most bootleg, you know, whatever. And so I told my wife all next week when I go into daycare, I ain't speaking to nobody. They don't speak to me, I don't speak to them.
Mm.
Petty. Hate.
Right, you get no love.
You get no love.
For me.
No, you're never gonna get it. Never ever gonna get it.
I really, you know what? I really don't have any hate in my blood. Actually, I got a little bit of hate in my blood, but I'm reserving it for when we get to sports. All
right.
Because I got some F-bombs to drop. So I'm skip on over to what you sipping.
I'm telling y'all, the New York is coming out of Rich. Like, these last couple episodes.
I gotta embrace it. So what you sipping? I was going to go with my favorite drink of the week, of the month, of the year, but I'm going to skip that. I'm going to save that for later. Right now, what I'm currently drinking, that's actually hitting the spot because it's...
Pause.
Because it's very cold. You know when I say very cold? I hate when people say something is ice cold. No, the fuck is not. You're lying. That's false advertising. Ain't ice cold, but ice. And if it was ice, it'd be frozen, which means I can't drink the motherfucker. So therefore...
cooler than ice cold.
There you go.
Be cooler than cool.
So what I'm drinking is this very cold Sidewinder Southwest Pale Ale by Revolver Brewing Company.
Revolver makes some good stuff.
Revolver makes good beer. This is pretty freaking good. And the label is green. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with green. So
does Revolver make, is it Guns and Oil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But they don't, that's not Blood and Honey. They don't make Blood and Honey, though.
Yeah.
They make Blood and Honey?
Revolver is a Blood and Honey Sidewinder. Don't they make is Revolver Devil's Backbone too? No, that's four.
That's real ale.
Yeah, real ale makes Devil's Backbone.
Yeah, we having a Texas beer conversation.
Yeah, Revolver makes Blood and Honey, and Blood and Honey is like one of my favorite. Really? I always get Blood and Honey.
Yeah. I'm drinking Trader Joe's ginger beer. Like, it's nothing exciting.
Their ginger beer is pretty freaking good though.
It is pretty good. They got the actual ginger down in there. It's not bad.
They got a little bit of CO2 in it, sparkling, so it adds a little bit of extra, I guess, complexity to it. Yeah.
Some effervescence.
It's pretty good.
You gotta rub your nipples when you say effervescence.
All right, so effervescence. So I wanted to talk about this.
All right.
Because it is what it is. We're here. We're back again. Football Super Bowl weekend. Super Bowl weekend. Man. It's coming up. Motherfucking Patriots against the motherfucking Falcons. Who's your money on?
You know, I told people, I've been saying it forever. Taking all bets. I got the Falcons. I'm taking all bets.
See,
anybody who want what, I'm taking it.
See how you said that, though?
Yeah.
You take bets. You know, you'll vote for the Falcons. Why are you voting for the Falcons?
Because they're playing against
the Patriots.
Fuck the Patriots. I actually think they're a good team.
Oh, the Patriots.
And I could use the excuse that I'm sticking in the NFC. You know, I'm a Redskins fan. I'm going to stay with the NFC. I'm going to go with the NFC team. But that's really not the reason I'm doing it. I told y'all, when we were down to the conference championships, I was rooting for the Falcons. Because every other team in that Final Four already had more Super Bowls than the Redskins. This is all team petty. This is all team petty. If you want to know how Flan is betting, look at the pettiest bet, and that's where I'm at. Falcons all the way, all bets. Let's do it.
So my thing is it's all the people running around acting like they're diehard Falcons fans. Like, they've just been here. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
No, the fuck you haven't.
No, yeah, I'm not a diehard Falcons fan.
That's what I'm saying. See, the way you said it, like, you're not trying to false claim and pretend that you're something that you're not. These people out here, like, they're diehard, all these alternate fact fucking news, these alternate fact fans.
It happens all the time. Like, when the Saints were the Aints, and their fans were wearing paper bags on their heads, you know, nobody was repping them. That year they went to the Super Bowl, all of a sudden everybody's a Saints fan. Jerseys everywhere.
My third cousin and sister.
Yeah, let's talk about Patriot fans, because the Patriots sucked historically. And then, you know,
everybody loves the Patriots.
And now everybody loves the Patriots. It wasn't until this Tom Brady era that they were actual Patriot fans. I didn't know no Patriot fans until Tom Brady showed up.
When Tom leaves, everybody's out.
Patriots suck.
Just like the Bulls and Jordan. Right. Yeah.
Don't let people get you with that like they are some historic franchise. Know that they fucking sucked. And then they, you know, they got good. I mean, everybody has their era. Mm-hmm. The NFC East used to run shit, and look at us now. Now we got a motherfucking dude that dances with cheerleaders and got dudes coming out the water in the jacuzzi as like the best player in the NFC East.
It's just crazy. Speaking of football, this is a segue from the Super Bowl. Honestly, did you see that meme with Zendaya and Odell Beckham?
I haven't seen the meme, but I heard the story. Like, she dumped him because
he's gay.
He's gay. I want to get back to the meme, but here's what I don't get. I thought she was gay.
Is it not? I thought she had
maybe gay. Maybe she had just come out for like gay rights, and I assumed she was like coming out for gay rights because that's her side of the fence.
I mean, she has a very Ellen haircut.
I thought she was gay.
I don't know. I thought it was weird that she was with Odell, but then again, ain't they both young? Ain't Odell like 25 or something?
How old do these Disney kids? Because, I watched Disney shows. I'm going to put it out there. And I could have sworn I just
used she to was just her. On, yeah.
Like, what? Who?
And all of a sudden, she Disney, man, I'm telling you.
Dating football players?
Disney, I'm telling you that, like, they take your soul and they're like, listen, you give us a solid 5 years and we will make you a star. Okay. She just had long hair and she was eating cereal and whatever, all of a sudden, like, she's a woman.
They would try to make you a star.
Like, since when was she a woman?
That little Oombop dude, what's his name? What happened to him?
It's over for them.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? That dude is lost.
Some people make it, some people don't.
Zendaya, that video where he talking about Raven's nipples, though, that's just hilarious. That's my...
I don't know if it's the shit that he talks. This is a big segue. I don't care. I don't know if it's the shit that he talks or if it's like his face and his actions. He says it with such high conviction.
Yeah. He believes that in his heart. His soul. Have you seen the, like, he got a rap
that
video?
The new video? Yeah. I can't bring myself to watch it.
I listened to some of it.
His arms just like flailing all over the place like old school DMX. I can't do it.
He's trying to take advantage of this. Everybody thinks, like, everybody thinks I'm crazy. If they're entertained by me being crazy, then I'm gonna be crazy.
Trying to make yourself a household name again.
Yeah, I'll be crazier than you ever thought I was. So whatever.
That shit is crazy.
I watch it on YouTube. And I ain't paying for nothing, bro. No.
But yeah, so I don't know. Bandwagon Falcons fans, I had to get that over my shoulders. Fuck the Patriots. It's not that I hate the Patriots. It's just fuck the Patriots.
I don't hate. Yeah, again, I don't hate the Patriots. The same way I don't hate the Cowboys. Really, I hate Cowboy fans. I don't hate the Patriots. I hate Patriot fans. I hate Tom Brady. I hate Bill Belichick. And I think the rest of them, I might be cool with. I'm cool with Deion Lewis. I like Deion Lewis a lot. I couldn't stand. I like, you know what? I do like, but Vince Wilfork don't even play for them no more. He's in Houston now. I'm trying to think of who else is on that squad. I like Gronkowski, but he probably won't come back next year.
Gronkowski.
Gronk is probably gone. I do give it to Brady that it doesn't matter what you do with his receivers. This dude just fine. They just throw a dude in a jersey and he finds a way.
Yeah,
whatever. We're not gonna stick on that. I can talk about football all day.
All right, so I want to talk about something that you brought up to me. Walk me through this.
All right, let's do it.
The young black Howard Republicans. What is this about? I saw it online, but I was like, as soon as I saw their faces, I was like, you know what? I'm hanging. I don't really want to look at this shit.
So yeah, I saw this, and the weird thing is that I saw it like right around the time. My homeboy from high school had hit me up to remind me that I used to claim to be a Republican when I was in high school. And I saw this at Howard University, the Black Republicans chapter reopened. It's gotten backing from the Republican National Committee. They've given them money, and by money I think they gave them like $2,000. And promised to back and support the chapter as they try to build it again. And I think talking to the two young ladies they had in the one interview that I actually read, I think this was like the president and I forget what position the other young lady held. But they were just talking about how blacks were historically Republican, and they think that people have, that so many blacks identify with the Democratic Party just because it's kind of like you get kind of grandfathered in.
Yeah.
Like you don't really understand the nature of what Democrats versus Republicans stand for. There's just been a time-honored image of like Republicans being the evil empire and Democrats being the people looking out for the people's best interests, you know, or looking out for our best interests. And so we go that way. So part of it, you know, and I'll be honest, like, you know, I've always known, you know, the whole thing about historically that we were Republicans and that kind of thing. And
it's one of those things, but I don't necessarily subscribe to that. I tell everybody there's certain things about the Republican Party that I can agree with. Certain things about the Democratic Party I can agree with. So, I mean, it can go both ways. Your ideology, especially as you grow and you have a lot more interest in politics, and because it, you know, you realize how much it affects you and how much power or how much weight your vote has, and you know, you want it to contribute. So you want to contribute and be as educated about it as possible. So I don't necessarily want to say that. I mean, I agree that a lot of African Americans feel like they're grandfathered in, but I feel like a lot more African Americans do, I guess, express their vote and express their interest, and they are willing to, you know, do the research.
Yeah.
However, I'm not against necessarily voting Republican as much as I'm against voting for someone who just does not fit the bill.
Yeah, sorry. Right. And that's kind of, you know, where I wanted to go a little bit was that I do wonder why we have to get so caught up in this. Not that I'm against a two-party system, but why we get so caught up, like because I'm Democrat, you know, the Democratic candidate automatically has to be the best guy. And I'm going to, like, I feel like a lot of people find reasons to support a person that's a member of their party.
Yeah.
You know, that had that, you know, had there been no affiliation with their party, they would have not supported.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of Republicans backed Donald Trump because that's what they were supposed to do. You know,
which is weird because a lot of Republicans actually did vote Obama.
Yeah. This is true. Because Obama is Obama. Like, how you not vote for Obama?
Man? President with swag. Who'd have thunk it?
Man, like, who would have thought a name like Obama now would be cool? Yeah. Like, it's going to be, hey, Hey, in the next 15 years, you know how many motherfucking kids gonna be named? You know how many Obamas gonna be running around?
I know people in Brooklyn, kids named Barack.
Barack right now.
Barack Douglas and Barack Smith. Barack. What was it? Barack Francis. Like, people naming their kids Barack.
Man, Barack and Michelle about to take off.
Oh, you know.
But yeah, I don't see how you didn't vote for Barack. But yeah, I think we get caught up. And this was kind of what Barack said in that final speech. He was like, you know, right now we choose what's fact based on what suits our opinion rather than building our opinion mm-hmm. off of facts.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if you are a Republican, people tend to, you know, then these are the things that I'm supposed to believe. And then I'm going to alter the facts. Maybe mm-hmm. sometimes use alternative facts if they're available. If I can find them. To support that opinion. And I think it happens. And it happens equally as much on the other side. I'm not saying Democrats do not do the same thing. I think mm-hmm. we all are guilty of it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I've said over and over again how I hate the internet. Because you can find evidence to support anything.
Any opinion.
But again, on these two girls, the thing that caught me the most was because I remember being 17 and telling everybody I was a Republican. And, and for me, it was at the time, you couldn't have told me it was rebellion. At the time, I thought I knew something. I thought everyone was a sheep, and I was, you know, and I had discovered the truth, and I was trying to spread that truth. But when I look back on it now, I know I was purely just trying to be different for the sake of being different. I was purely just trying to be rebellious for the sake of being rebellious. And I see some of that in the comments that I read in that article. That this is, I'm not so sure how staunchly these girls believe that. I hope that they do.
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, but there's only one way to find out is to do something like this, to dig into it, rep it 100%, and then you find out you reach a point where you can't rep it no more because it's going in the direction you don't like. So, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, at Howard, I think, have I mentioned that? I think that's the big thing about this. This is the Black Republican group at Howard, the HBCU in DC. So, it was interesting to me what we got on the docket, Rich.
It was pretty good. So, I want to talk about this because I thought this list was actually pretty good, too.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me who some of these people are.
All right, so this list is called the Black 28. Yeah. So NBC News basically has a list of the top black,
influential.
So I'm gonna read exactly what they say. Meet the NBC Black 28 innovators, vanguards, trendsetters, and pioneers under 28 years old. This year's crop is redefining what it means to be young, gifted, and unapologetically black.
Unapologetically.
A lot of people don't know, like, she gives back. Yara Shahidi, like, she's an activist. Like, she's been speaking at colleges, like, across the nation, just, like, word. Uplifting. Yeah, I'm, like, on TV, like, shit. Like, I'm just saying, like, uplifting people, you know, letting her voice be heard. And, like, she's really into, making sure that our people, you know, embrace themselves. So I thought that was pretty good. So she's...
That's a good picture. I like the hair, too.
She's been labeled the acting activist. Not acting as an activist, but she's an actor and an activist. They need to come up with better names for these people.
They had to get the alliteration going.
Mm-hmm.
See, my mind is wrong. I ain't even going to say it. I don't want to say it.
And then, so I'll name some of these other ones. Marquez Brownlee, which we're probably going to devote another whole episode to.
We got a whole episode
We got to like delve deeper into it. Because somebody should be
Did you know he was a semi-pro?
No, he's a pro. He's a...
Ultimate Frisbee pro?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know there was professional Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah. He's won awards. So if you watch his, a lot of his videos, because I watched him all through college, not in a bad way. Just let me get that straight. He would be coming back from like tournaments and stuff like that. He'll have his trophies on a wall. He have his ultimate frisbee, like the trophies and everything. So professional ultimate frisbee player. But the dude is fucking cool. He's making seven figures reviewing technology.
At 23.
You know what I'm saying? He moved from New Jersey to New York. So dude is in the city.
I mean, I gotta say, Marquez Brownlee is one of the reasons I'm doing this.
Yeah,
he showed you. it was possible. You mm-hmm. could start talking about something you enjoy talking about.
Exactly.
And make a living doing it. So, yeah. Marcus Brownlee, yeah.
So he's labeled Dope Tech. Simone Manuel. You best may stroke. Remember her from the Olympics.
I've been stroking.
Her labeled Best Stroke. I man, we couldn't come up with something better than that.
Stroke it to the east. I gotta take shit seriously. But, you know.
Some of these people I don't know about, but some of these people I do.
I don't know about Von. I got Von Miller. Von Miller is like taking over, mm-hmm. taking the world by storm. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, he can sell anything. Yeah. Von Miller is selling, well, he's the Old Spice dude. He took over for Terry mm-hmm. Crews and the other dude. Yeah. Oh, my wife just pinged me and messed me up. Keep going.
So, Chance the Rapper. He's labeled the lyricist, 23 years old. You know what? You can't even label it by age anymore. Chance is 23, but I mean, the way life is set up right now, especially for African Americans, we are damn near like surviving the hood from day one. So shout out to Chance the Rapper, Chicago native, like doing what he got to do. And like, he's definitely making his mark on the world. So I definitely appreciate that. Let me see who else is up. Who else is up here that I wanted to mention? Really? Oh, shit, she a boxer? Golden Gloves champion Clarissa Shields. Knock me out.
Oh, that's the I watched her during the Olympics.
Won gold medals in London and Rio.
Yeah, that she's no joke.
No, I am not messing with that two piece. I am good. Who else? Derek Morgan, the business athlete.
Yeah, he looks familiar, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. Huh. A linebacker with a doctorate, with a master's, an MBA from Miami. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, at least this has definitely given me some people that I need to look at that I didn't know, you know, I had no idea were doing some of the things that they're doing.
So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I said, it invigorates me. This is a new year, and it just goes to show, you know, that African Americans, we are doing something with our lives. We're not just sitting here collecting checks and shit. So I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a shame that we need lists like this to prove it, though.
Exactly.
You know, like we're fucking clearly lists. Doing something with our lives. Like the stereotype is more and more becoming mm-hmm. the exception. Like, you know, most of us are doing something, you know. It's not a weird thing to find a young black person or a black person, regardless of age, trying to do something or doing something. Not even trying, doing something, accomplishing something, achieving something.
According to them,
on a daily basis. But we almost got to put together lists to remind people, mm-hmm. like, yo, if you didn't know, here we are. Like, no, just look out your window, dog. Go to the places you go. Go to work. I'm sure you got some black people in there. I'm sure you got some black execs or some black directors and managers.
They don't want to see us, though. They do not want to see us.
It's not like we ain't everywhere.
Like Amex. Everywhere.
Everywhere you want to be, yeah.
All right, so I keep
suggest
seeing
white folks treat us like, is a visa the only home without it? You need a black friend everywhere you go.
Trying to treat us like Diners Club and Discovery.
Weed us out eventually. Just
keep us in the dark. Ain't nobody pulling out a Discovery in like in the daylight.
Sure. I got a Discover card, I think.
So I keep seeing this one all over the place. You mentioned this one earlier, so I'm like, F it. Let's just throw this in there for the mix. Might as well. Everybody heard, probably heard by now what was going on with Uber.
Yeah.
And their
in Austin.
Yeah, and their Trump sentiment. So first of all, Uber. Uber in Austin is done. Uber and Lyft is done. Yeah. They can't operate in.
Nah, I ain't hear about the Uber Trump
so
situation.
Uber completely siding with Trump and just backing everything that he's doing, and that was fucking reckless. And they're fully supporting the Republican Party, giving them rides and all of that stuff. So with Uber backing Trump and just totally agreeing with all of his sentiment, they started this whole ban Uber. Initiative, you know, everybody's calling for you to delete your Uber applications. You know, don't use Uber Eats, don't use Uber Cab Rides, don't use Uber anything because fuck Uber. You know, they want to ban people from the United States. You know, they're 100% agreeing with all of the fucking sentiment. Well, then fuck them. We don't need to give them our money. And so with that initiative, and this was already something that was happening, like I said, in Austin beforehand, because Austin just didn't really have Uber and Lyft. But now with this, it's happening even more. So with the Black ride sharing app, it's becoming more and more prevalent. So I remember you mentioned it earlier today.
Yeah, because there's one in particular called Moving, Get Moving, mm-hmm. which I definitely want to. I don't know if it's in Austin. I need to find out and try it out. But this one was specifically not so much as a fuck Uber or boycott Uber, but mm-hmm. more of a. There have been like mass reports of you know, people getting their rides canceled, or drivers refusing to go certain mm-hmm. places, or pick up from certain places, or pick up certain people because of names or the picture that shows up. So this was more of a, let's take care of ourselves. If we got to have our own ride sharing app so we can mm-hmm. make sure our people get taken care of, then we'll do that. We'll build that infrastructure and we'll have our own so we can exist regardless of what these other people want to do.
Exactly.
So I definitely want to check out Moving. It's MOOVN. Get Moving is the, I guess, the Black Uber. And I mean, just to support Black businesses and I give it a try. I mean, I know I've had some rides canceled on me. I don't know if it's been mm-hmm. because of those reasons, but who knows? It could have very well been. And I just, mm-hmm. I was naive enough not to see it that way. But what I do want to say is that, because I reached out to you this morning because I saw that Nike letter, and with Nike taking the opposite stance on Trump and his mm-hmm. ban of certain individuals, and then the immediate reaction from his side being boycott Nike, no more Nike, you know, fuck Nike, blah blah blah. Nike's always been overpriced. Or it just went to be this, you know, this 100% gung ho attack on Nike. Mm-hmm. Like, I think if our stance is that you shouldn't discriminate against people because of their beliefs, or because of, you know, then Uber should be able to say, we agree with Trump, and we're not like, okay, if you agree with Trump, we don't fuck with you. Mm-hmm. Like that, I think that's doing exactly what, you know, some of these laws is doing. If you believe in a lie, then we don't exactly. fuck with you, you know. So I don't want to go there, but I don't want to be like, you know, if you a Trump supporter, all of a sudden, I can't support you. Nah, I mean, if Uber was a good product, and that product was something I could use and I needed, then I need to support it because it's a good product. And if you exactly. support good products, then other good products will exist. You don't mm-hmm. support good products. It's like music. You don't support the good mm-hmm. music, and then you complain about why it ain't no good music.
We wonder why we got so many littles out here.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't want to go that far. But Uber has a problem. I'm hearing a lot, because I use these ride-sharing things all the time, and I'm hearing a lot of complaints from drivers about Uber and, you know, the way they paid or the way they didn't want to pay. How a lot of these other ride sharing things pay better. Now we're hearing these horror stories about, you know, rides being canceled and discrimination mm-hmm. within them. I think they had, you know, they ran into a couple of those incidents with sexual assaults and yeah. robberies and stuff like that happening. And part of that was the reason why they're not in Austin, because they didn't want to submit to, what was it, like fingerprints?
Yeah, fingerprint and background checks.
Additional background checks and stuff like that. So, you know, if I'm going to go, to Get Moving because I want to support a Black-owned business. I want us to have our own infrastructure. I'm going to support Get Moving because I think I may have run into these situations with other ride-sharing apps. And if this ride-sharing app is better in that aspect, then I think it's a product exactly. I should support. I don't want to say I'm going to support Get Moving because fuck Uber because they agree with Trump. Because yeah. I think that's the exact wrong
and I
don't, stance.
And I think that a lot of people are agreeing with your same sentiment.
We got a special guest in the mm-hmm. building. We got a special guest. Come here, sweet pea. What you got in the cup? You got some cheddar bunnies. Yes, you hear my whole mentality change up.
The switch up. The cold switching.
Cold switching. Hey, sweet pea. Hey, all right. Now, you going to be good? There's a lot of buttons to press.
Nope.
And I need you not to press any of them.
Good luck with that.
Not even one. Don't press none of the buttons. It's okay. Yeah, my wife is getting in shape. She's doing her boot camp thing. So I'm on daddy duty. Daddy duty includes recording with my sweet pea. So I wonder how people are going to feel. So what do you think, Rich? Does this mean I need to, like, clean my language up now? My daughter's in here. She don't hear me saying all kinds of things.
You know what? I'll drop the F-bombs.
I feel like I need to be me. And my daughters need to understand, you know. I don't know. We're going to work it out, right, sweet pea? You want to talk to the people? Can I take it out?
Can I take it out? 1, 2, 3.
Oh, see, so you took it out of me. Yep. Me, what I was going to say was, I think a lot of people are subscribing to your same mentality, and they're going with moving just because it's filling a need, it's filling a void that they sorely need. And the more capital he's getting, the better he's making his application, the better quality of drivers, the better the service. And they've been growing so fast, like he's just been able to build and build and build. And this is exactly what happens, you know, when we support each other and when we help each other to grow. And he's definitely growing into a full-fledged competitor to where he can compete on a higher level with Uber and Lyft, which is what else is like sorely needed. Uber and Lyft have been monopolizing the market because no one else can keep up. And I think all of this stuff as of late, you know, I don't wish somebody's downfall like that. You know, I'm not wishing that Uber goes bankrupt or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, their negativity and the rhetoric that they've spewed opened the doorway for programs like Move to gain the traction that they needed and the visibility that they needed in order to grow. So, I mean, I'm all for it, whatever it takes.
Yeah, you know, I just want us to...
I want it to be recognized,
you
know, though.
Be the light. Like, you mm-hmm. have to... If you're going to take these stances of inclusion and...
Be the light.
And that we have to... you know, we have to be open to other people's points of view, and we need to, you know, not judge people based on their beliefs. Then we've got to be able to have a company outwardly support a person that we don't support, and that not be a reason why we can't do business with them. You know, because that to me is hypocritical. Like, I can't do business with you because you're a Trump supporter. But that's exactly what they're saying.
I don't necessarily subscribe to that point of view. Like I said, I'm open to have a conversation with anybody, because I just want to understand, you know, I want to learn new things. So I'm not going to just hate on you just because.
Hate.
You're allowed to have your opinion, just like I'm allowed to have mine, but we will have that debate, and that's it. She's having fun.
She don't even want to stand up. She just want to sit and be a daddy's girl. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when you going to make me a picture? We talked about it. When am I getting a picture anytime soon? You going to tell them ladies at daycare, daddy wants a picture?
She's like, no.
See about that, daddy.
No.
But yeah, man, do we have anything else on the agenda?
No, just as always, you know, like I said, I mentioned it before, last episode, I'm going to mention it again. This is Black History Month, so to the point that we were just making, you know, let's try to support our small businesses, you know, our entrepreneurs, our local merchants. You know, let's help each other to build our wealth. Let's build our infrastructure. You know, let's keep our money within our communities and just make each other better. You know, like we always say, you got a good idea, you know what, come to TWS Multimedia. Come to What is TWS Podcast. You know, if we can help in any kind of way, even if it's just, you know, putting your name out there, you know, we will gladly do it. We will gladly support, because we feel like this is something that has to happen.
Anybody know where I can get some black made cheddar bunnies? I don't want to keep giving my money away. If it's black people out there making cheddar bunnies, I need to.
Cheddar bunnies.
Eat the cheddar bunnies. See, she wanted to play with all the buttons. Mm-hmm.
But definitely, it's Black History Month, so what other time? Down? What better time than now, people? Ugh. What better time than now?
Not now, but right now. Okay.
Right now. My bad.
All right. Sweet Pea is still rocking with us. Yeah, as always, ttcharities.org. Please go to the website. Check out the programs they got going on. Donate if you can. Time, money, clothes, toys, books, whatever it is they need.
Even if it's just a retweet, just to get the word out there, because the recognition is sorely needed.
Help them expand the reach. Like I said, this is all about creating the infrastructure for us to be able to... Oh, man, that diaper got something in it. If you're a parent, you know that smell that like just
it's
completely
a parent.
Take you out of everything you was doing. Mm-hmm. What was I talking about? Speaking of smells, the water in Flint, Michigan
stinks.
Let's not forget about that. And I know my man Tavares has programs going on to help them out. So please check out the website, ttcharities.org, and see what you can do to help. Hair Lounge in Pflugerville, 800. Pecan Street. That stinks. Hey, yo, how the little kids do it?
We're going to wrap this up because she got a full load. I just want one last shout out to TWS Media for supporting the What Is TWS podcast. Big, you know, if you coming. Would like to show your support, definitely check out What Is TWS. Actually, yeah, whatistws.com/goods yep. for your official the White Pants Society gear.
I think if you go back to episode, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to run the contest. I didn't give a time frame for the contest in the last episode.
No, so you might as well repeat it. Go ahead.
All right, so the contest, if you listen to the last episode.
Episode 28.
28. We talked about the J and Bay twins. He got, the studio is not the place for a baby. Talk about the J and Bay twins.
Definitely.
I'm doing a contest. If you go on the website to the page where we have the episode 28 posted and comment on that post with your
picks for Jay and Bay's twins' names.
For the twins' names.
Best names in the continental United States gets a free t-shirt.
All right. So the episode went up on Thursday the 2nd.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll run it until the following. I'll announce the winner on Thursday the 9th.
Got it.
Yeah. So Thursday, you got until the 9th to comment, drop your names, free t-shirt. You pick which one you want. We got men's, women's, whatever. I would say you could pick any item in the store, but I don't know about the prices on all of them.
Also, we got a challenge going, an episode a day challenge.
Episode a day.
Check it out. We're trying to cross promote. Like I said, we're trying to just lift everybody up. So we're cross promoting episode a day challenge. We're going to promote a podcast, a radio show, a YouTube channel, any type of multimedia outlet. You name it, we're posting it, and this is not just random stuff. It's people that we listen to, people we subscribe to. If you have any suggestions, by all means, drop us a line on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or go to the website, Tumblr, and just let us know what you think. You got a podcast, radio show, multimedia outlet that you would like us to check out? Definitely submit it. We'll do that. Yeah. Let us know.
That's right. So, we got to make sure we get RG mode included in that.
Oh, yeah, RG mode is coming up. It will be shuttered up.
All right, so as usual, what's all that good stuff I say? Be the light, press play. You know what the fuck I say.
Peace.
Peace.